The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. In their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him, and with a loud cry, came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus taught them as one with authority, either on an individual level or at a communal level. We tend to listen with those with authority. History, as we know it, is full of individuals who have or had many followers because they themselves had authority, some for the good and some for pure evil. Today, the word authority brings about many negative thoughts. We don't like being told what to do. We may define authority as one who is power hungry, or maybe as someone who is only concerned for themselves, or even they get what needs to be done by any means necessary. In the gospel this evening, Jesus turns our human definition of authority on its side. Instead, authority is always directed towards service. Our Lord brought peace and healing and newness to the world by the proclamation of his kingdom. The world was awaiting this newness, as we heard in the first reading. In a way, the book of Deuteronomy kind of laments in a way that there hasn't been a prophet since Moses. Nobody has been able to fill his shoes. What's next for the nation of Israel? So here we have Jesus defining authority with such proclamation, with such service, and people, the crowds, are taking notice. And it's funny, once people take notice, what do we see happening? We have resistance right away. We have resistance. The evil one rears his ugly head to protest, to question the credibility of God's word, of the mission of the Son of God. He questions Jesus' own authority. And we see this possessed man really being stuck in a nightmare, in a sense. Maybe that's a strong word, but it was a nightmare for him. And all were awestruck, not knowing what to make of this situation and this authority that Jesus has to drive out the evil spirit. In our lives, we may have our own struggles, or maybe even our own nightmares. A habit, an addiction, we might feel very trapped or discouraged. But Jesus has the authority to purify and cleanse. The authority of Jesus completely wipes out the unclean spirit. There is a freedom that we see in the spiritual life of not being afraid of the world, of allowing the Spirit to define us, not our sins, not our habits. The Spirit only defines the human individual. The Spirit is in complete control. I remember reading a quote that said, "If you don't like what is being said, change the conversation." If you don't like what is being said, change the conversation. Now, what do I mean? I'm not talking about a mental game or Jedi mind tricks or anything like that. But what I'm saying is Jesus has given you authority. Jesus has given each one of you in this church, and outside this church, really, authority. We, as the mystical body of Christ, have been given authority by Jesus, by your own baptism. You've been given this authority to participate in the conversation. The conversation around the table of the Lord, when we celebrate the Eucharist at the foot of the cross. We're having a conversation with the Lord. "All right, Lord, this is what I'm going through. It's really, really heartbreaking for me at this moment. Or, Lord, thank you for this." It's a conversation. It's a conversation we have at the table of the Lord. The conversation, again, he gives us that authority. And he wants others to be included in that conversation. When people feel trapped, when people feel trapped in that cynicism, hatred, if we're going through those same challenges of cynicism and whatever it might be, we just follow Jesus at that moment. He sees the evil spirit and he says, "I have to change this conversation. This is not acceptable." The evil spirit asks, "What have you to do with us, Jesus?" Jesus takes control. The light conquers the darkness. We pray to Mass every weekend. "Only say the word and I shall be healed." Right? We pray that before we receive communion. Healing. Healing is very possible. As I was finishing up the final touches on this homily today, I was in my office, normal day. And then all of a sudden, slam, yelling, right outside our church building here, between the church and the parish office. And unfortunately, as we know it, the drug scourge has taken hold of our community. And yet again, I see the Chillicothe police officers arresting another gentleman with probably drug paraphernalia. And I was thinking of the contrast. There are so many things in our world that want control. Right outside this church building here, sadly, there was a man that needs our prayers, a man that is under control by the drug scourge. How do we, as a parish community, walk with this man? How do we tell this man, "You know, if you just walk right through these doors, you can enter the conversation. You can enter the conversation. Your voice is heard in this church, in the conversation with God. Every voice is heard in the mystical body of Christ." And that is our challenge in the 21st century, not bringing glib or easy answers to life's difficulties, but journeying, accompanying people, allowing people to be free in the true sense of the word. So always remember, when it seems that hope has been diminished, when things seem lost, you have the authority to speak from God. So use your voice. If you don't like what is being said, change the conversation.